Support for LAist comes from Visual Communications, presenting VC Film Fest, celebrating 40 years of Asian and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander filmmaking, with over 200 films May 1st through 10th. Info at festival.vcmedia.org.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at laist.com/events.
Good morning. It's Monday, October 3rd. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. An earthquake hit the Yorba Linda area in Orange County just before 1:30 this morning. The epicenter was about 10 miles northeast of Anaheim. The U.S. Geological Survey shows the 3.1 magnitude quake had a recorded depth of about 2.4 miles. No word of any damage or injuries. The images coming out of Florida and South Carolina have been shocking and have left many of us wondering how to help victims of Hurricane Ian. Anytime there is a disaster, blood drives in the area get canceled, putting a serious strain on blood and platelet supplies. Joanne Nowlin is CEO of the American Red Cross Los Angeles region.
Areas like Los Angeles, we could step up, increase our blood donations till we can support these regions impacted by the hurricane.
Another way to help is to make a financial donation.
The level of devastation. This is going to be one of the largest recovery operations by the American Red Cross.
Nowlin says that if you have time to give, they really need volunteers available to now go to emergency shelters.
We have a lot of folks who have they've lost everything. Their home is destroyed. They have nowhere to go. And the Red Cross is going to provide shelters. And all of these shelters will be staffed by kind, caring volunteers wearing their Red Cross vest.
You can find out more about volunteering opportunities at redcross.org/LA. In 1 week, prices in Los Angeles for gasoline have spiked 66 cents for a gallon of regular. That brings the local average to $6.47, more than $2.50 above the national average. So why are we paying more? And Jane Venegas with the Automobile Club of Southern California blames our tightened fuel supply on maintenance shutdowns at some local oil refineries.
So this has also led to West Coast fuel inventories to be at the lowest level in about a decade.
Meantime, the Consumer Watchdog Group argues oil refineries are unfairly charging more when they make less product. Here's group president Jamie Court.
I mean, this is the only industry in America that makes more money when their factories go down. And so their factories go down and they make more money. And that's called profiteering.
AAA says when refineries start operating at normal levels, we can expect prices to drop. For now, they are expected to remain high until the less expensive winter blend of fuel hits the market in November. If you're concerned about drivers speeding through your L.A. neighborhood, KPCC's Ryan Fonseca has details for you about a program aimed at getting those vehicles to slow the heck down.
The city's speed hump program, yes, those bumps in the road that you've got to slow down to get over, is set to relaunch next week after a lengthy COVID hiatus, and it now has double the funding. If you'd like to see these safety features on your residential street, act fast. The city is limiting the request to 25 per city council district. Online applications open next Thursday, October 6th at 9 a.m. Keep in mind that not every street will qualify. I have more details and an explainer about how all this works on our website, laist.com/speedhumps.
One other tip, city transportation officials say that if you do apply for your street, be ready to stay in touch with the city as the process plays out. Experts are warning this influenza season in the U.S. may begin sooner and be more severe. KPCC senior health reporter Jackie Fortier has more.
During this year's Southern Hemisphere winter, the flu returned to some countries like Australia, where it started ramping up months earlier than usual and caused one of the worst flu seasons in recent years. It could be a preview of what's to come in the U.S., where flu cases are already on the rise, said Dr. Priya Soni, a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
One other thing that I found quite interesting about their flu season was that younger children were really affected. Children younger than 5 years of age and children 10 to 19 had some of the highest rates of influenza for the Australian cases.
Dr. Soni says children as young as 6 months should get the flu shot to prevent complications. People over 65 can get an enhanced vaccine. Flu shots can't give you the flu and are free under most insurance. Dr. Soni says it's safe to get the flu shot at the same time as the COVID booster. Just do one shot per arm. Covering health, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.